Lesson 1. A sea story.
About 3 years ago, something terrible happened to me. That was the day when it took only 6 hours to break my body and soul. You think I am a very old man, but I am not. It took less than a single day to change my hair from black to white. One day, my two brothers and I were coming back from the islands where we often risked going and got more fish than others. All at once, the sky was covered with dark clouds, and in less than a minute, we were in a terrible storm. A huge wave covered our boat, and my younger brother fell into the sea. My elder brother put his mouth close to my ear and cried out, "Moscow Strom!" The moment I heard the word, I became very frightened. I knew what he meant by that one word well enough. With the wind and waves, we were going in the direction of the whirlpool. We were hopeless. Nothing could save us. I felt sick, as if I was falling from a mountaintop in a dream. We went round and round, nearer and nearer to the horrible edge of the whirlpool. It may appear strange, but at that moment, when we were on the edge of the whirlpool, I felt calmer than when we were moving towards it. I began to think how amazing a thing it was to die in such a way, and how wonderful it was to see the power of nature. Suddenly, we went over the edge. I thought my life was over, but moment after moment passed, and I was still safe. The boat was on the inside of the huge whirlpool, and we were going round in circles at great speed. I saw clearly that there were other objects in the whirlpool, trees and barrels. After a while, I became curious about the whirlpool itself. I then made 3 important observations. The first, the larger the bodies were, the more rapidly they fell. The second, between 2 objects of equal extent, round objects fell down less rapidly. And the third, between 2 objects of the same size, objects shaped like a tube fell down more slowly. So I tied myself to a barrel to help me float. I tried to make my brother understand, but he was too frightened and stayed in the heavy boat. Without waiting, I jumped into the sea to try and escape. As you can see, the reason why I'm here to tell the story is that I made the right decision. Sometime after I left the boat, with my brother in it, it was pulled into the bottom of the whirlpool. Soon after that, the whirlpool became less wild. Then the sky was clear, the wind calmer, and the moon was shining. I was still tied to the barrel, and the waves soon carried me to an area where the other fishermen were. In the end, a boat picked me up. I was very tired. The fishermen were my old friends, but they were unable to recognize me. When I told them my story, they did not believe it. Now I have told you, and I cannot expect you to believe me any more than the fishermen did.